Aloha, this is Michael and Nick with the Superhero Training. So in this recording we've got a lot to cover, and firstly you're going to learn how to get out of your head and your ego and into your heart.
You're also going to be learning the difference between the old paradigm and the new paradigm.
And you're going to learn powerful exercises that will help you activate your automatic success mechanism,
and also how to clarify your true vision for your best future ever.
And also you're going to learn how to guarantee that you manifest your vision. So we've got a lot to cover, and before we do, just wanted to share that the problem we face when going into the new paradigm, and what that is that there are many people who promote vision boards and goal setting as a means of manifestation. And compared to those who have no goals and no vision, people who simply write down their goals and have a clear vision actually end up manifesting hundreds of times more in their life. Okay, so just writing things down and having a goal is wonderful compared to not having one, rather than just drifting around. However, just having a goal is not enough. That comes with other problems. So what is it, bro?
Well, it's not enough just to have goals. That's something that a lot of us are realizing now. And the problem is that most of these visions and goals are based upon an old paradigm. And what that really means is an old world, an old way of being. And that old paradigm involves a tremendous amount of dysfunctional conditioning and the limitations of the ego, because it's a world that's been created by the ego. It's an ego projection. And they're not based upon the new paradigm, these visions and goals, which are the heart's purest desires. And therefore, even if they are manifested, ultimately the ego's goals just cause us sorrow. There's this feeling of unfulfillment and frustration no matter what you gain materially in this old way of being. So in this audio file, you're going to learn the difference between the old and the new paradigms, and the difference between performance goals and practical goals. And once you get super clear about the new paradigm in all areas of your life, it could be your relationships, or your health, or your service, your abundance, and every other facet of your life, you can upgrade them all. And if you can't see the vision, you'll be limited to things as they are today. So Einstein has already told us that we can't solve a problem from the same level of consciousness that created it. We have to see the world from a new and fresh, higher perspective. So before we get into this process, I want to dispel some doubts many people have. And they think, yeah, this is great and it'll work fine for everyone else, but it won't work for me. You know, I've tried this before and it doesn't work, this sort of self-defeatist thinking. Well, I want you to know that this will certainly work for you if you follow these steps. You've attracted the support, you've attracted us, you've attracted the support you need to make things happen. And not only have we manifested things constantly and consistently do still, we've also helped many others to do the same. And between myself and Michael and David Wolf, we've got something like 60 years combined experience of practical application of all of these wonderful things that we've been studying and learning. And we are all of us embodiments of the results of that. So you are a superhero, and your time is now. It's your time to shine. This is your year. So let's continue, Michael.
Wonderful. Yes, absolutely. It is a matter of fact that this does work. And there is a science behind it. So if you just follow these steps, you will get the result. So what is the difference between the old paradigm vision and the new vision? This is really, really important, because everything we're teaching you is about going into the new paradigm. So in the old paradigm, your goals and your aspirations are based on the ego's desires. They're based on conditioning, and they're primarily materialistic goals, you know, big house and big car, etc. Now, and eventually and inevitably, they will cause sorrow to you and everyone else and to the world, which is rather unfortunate. So even if you manifest them, it only results in pain. And these goals rob you of your joy. They compromise your real values. They trap you in the matrix. And they may also cause problems for the earth by abusing and wasting the resources. So a lot of this stuff, you know, on The Secret and things like that is actually leading to serious problems rather than being a wonderful thing to celebrate. Now, on the other side of it, in the new paradigm, your vision and the manifestation of your vision is beneficial to everyone. It brings you joy. It brings everyone else joy and happiness and peace. And it is hugely empowering to the whole world. And it creates abundance and is also sustainable. So that's a completely different thing. That's why we're so into this superhero training. Now, just an important note about wealth and material aspirations, because I was saying that earlier that can cause problems. Now, just to be really clear about this, there's nothing wrong with material wealth. Do you agree, Nicholas?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with material wealth. In fact, when you look deeply into it, spirit and matter, everything ultimately is all light. You know, spirit and matter are two sides of the same coin. So you, the soul, need matter to express yourself, you know, hence having a body and being able to wander around and talk and do things. And matter needs spirit to give it life and to give it meaning. And it all comes from the same source. So the new paradigm is all about abundance. It's about living in that abundance. And abundance is a consequence of that love and light. You know, it's not that you're pursuing money as a means to love and happiness. It's a consequence of spiritual power. So let's get really super clear. Abundance and wealth is all good and healthy signs of spirituality. And we're getting away from the distorted thinking that it's somehow noble and good to be poor and to be in poverty. We're not into that anymore. That's old paradigm. The new paradigm is about true abundance.
That's right. So yeah, it's very important, this redefinition of success. I personally receive quite a lot of criticism and attack from individuals that seem to champion poverty and feel that we should be giving everything that we do, we should be giving it away. We provide a tremendous amount of free resources, and we give a tremendous amount of our own personal time free of charge. But it's not healthy to deny energy exchange and the flow of energy. And yeah, I love what Mike was saying there about abundance and prosperity being a consequence of living in harmony with certain keynotes of life. So the main difference when we're redefining success is that the definition of success in the new paradigm, in the new world, is a lifestyle that indeed brings joy to all, pure and simple. Each creative action that you engage in brings you a definite sense of happiness, brings you a definite sense of joy, a feeling of bliss, which is deep, deep, deep fulfillment and satisfaction, and a definite sense of peace. And it makes you consistently stronger and more empowered. That's the result of doing things in the new way. Every single day, you get a little bit more of that, and you really know it. It's a very definite feedback from the way you feel. And so with this redefinition, it's a soul conscious based reality rather than an ego based one. And perhaps the most important thing to understand is that the soul, you, are actually only fulfilled by giving. And this is a very important thing to register. You're only truly fulfilled by giving and sharing and caring. Now, that explains why I'm sure all of us have experienced this to some degree or another. When we've achieved some material goal, when we've earned a certain amount of money, we've bought that thing that we've been looking forward to or saving or working hard towards for as long time, there might be a tinge of, you know, dissatisfaction or something, you know, like you might have ridden it for a few days, or, you know, you might have eaten it or whatever it is, and it's just kind of like a tinge of dissatisfaction or lack of fulfillment. It wasn't really the feeling you were anticipating. Mm-hmm. The feeling of anticipation, the eagerness, the excitement of getting, you know, to it, actually eclipse the feeling of actually having it and experiencing it. So this is a real key clue to how we actually function. And what it is that the ego is never, ever, ever satisfied, because it's a wanting mechanism. It's constantly desirous. It cannot actually ever be fulfilled. But the soul can. But it only fulfilled by giving, not getting. So this gives us a really, really, really important clue in how to orient our lives, how we want to be orienting our creative expression in the new paradigm. So in order for us to be able to give of ourselves fully, we need to have developed that capacity within ourselves. And this is achieved through forgiveness. And this is why we structure the superhero training and a lot of the other programs that we do with the foundation of inner work. The work, the old paradigm, especially the New Age kind of movement, is full of people that are running around trying to give you something, give you some healing, give you this, give you that, give you some form of therapy, but they haven't actually done the work on themselves. So they don't actually have any healing power at all, because it isn't coming through. So we need to go deep within us and work on these inner blockages. And this is what deep personal forgiveness, self-love, and acceptance dissolves. It dissolves everything which is preventing us from expressing our essential inner power and being able to give that into the world. So forgiveness is it's the core of compassion, which is the highest form of love, which incidentally activates your highest genetic expression. This is scientifically proven into the research into DNA. So it's the optimal feeling state to be in, but we need to take that deep, deep, deep down inside of us, and then we can really dissolve the ego construct, which is causing the projection of the old world, that old paradigm, that old world that's crumbling and dissolving all around us is a projection. It's the ego's projection. And we need to dissolve the ego construct, which the creative, our own creative power is flowing through. And that's within us. And so that old world appears around us as one defined by a victim oppressor dynamic. We see that there's victims in the world and they feel like they're being oppressed. This is the old world, the victim oppressor dynamic. And it's a journey to dissolve this. It's a journey of feeling. Okay, it's oriented by a mindset. That's why we emphasize this understanding. That's why we share so much information to illuminate and enlighten our minds. But we need to take this deep feeling experience within us, this feeling of compassion deep within us, and this extension of compassion out through our thoughts and words and actions and our creative expression. And that's what helps us dissolve that ego construct. And if we can maintain that mindset, which sees the situation clearly, understands what, you know, appears to be a mystery and a confusing, chaotic situation in life, if we can see that clearly, maintain that mindset and stay focused on the job until it's done, that's what brings us into these levels of success. You know, we need tenacity and perseverance to bring this all to come to pass, absolutely. So like Mike was saying, in the old paradigm, the old world, sooner or later, your lifestyle is going to bring you and everyone around you suffering and a sense of loss, because it is based upon ego selfishness and ingrained patterns and lower consciousness. Well, the good news is that life has changed now. If ever this old way of being was appropriate, it certainly is not anymore. And anyone living and upholding this way of being, this old way of being, is really swimming against the current of life and will suffer greatly because of it. So what are the steps towards this new experience, the baby steps towards the manifestation of your new vision? They need to be baby steps because we want this progress that we're making to be sustainable. And we understand from our experiences to all together that it's the little tiny solid steps that you do every day that help you make the progress in a sustainable and solid and real way. So let's get clear on how you can clarify your vision and make the baby steps towards its manifestation. The full-blown, complete manifestation of your highest vision will take time to arrive at. We're living in a time-space continuum. Things are supposed to happen slowly. They're designed to happen relatively slowly, because if we were creating instantaneously everything we were thinking and feeling, we would be overwhelmed with far more chaos than we're having to deal with at the moment. So let's get realistic about how long things take to appear in their complete form and enjoy the journey of their manifestation. Some things simply take a certain amount of time to materialize, and we need to accept that and be comfortable with that. And like I say, really enjoy the process. But the good news is that even if every single tiny aspect of your vision is not manifest yet, the things you're desiring, the things you're dreaming, the great news is that you can begin to create right now the most important ingredient in the whole soup. And that is simply the magnetism to attract it. And magnetism is all about feelings. And it reminds me of a quote from the great Dr. Maxwell Maltz, the father of psycho-cybernetics. And he said it very, very, very succinctly. What we feel, we attract. What we think, we become.
And the wonderful thing about that is that you can feel good now. And feeling good now is something that is in your hands. And in the old paradigm, happiness is hoped to be a consequence of achieving material success. Once you've bought your car, then hopefully you'll be happy. And just a quick note that whenever we achieve things, apparently there's been a lot of studies on this, the happiness you get lasts for 3 days maximum. So some people live their whole lives trying to achieve something, and when they get it, it lasts for 3 days. So that's a bit of a backwards way of going about it. Whereas on the other hand, you can start feeling good now. And in the new paradigm, the main aspect of success is your state of consciousness. What is your state of consciousness now? That is the success. And your feeling state can be achieved immediately. So you can feel whatever you want right now. And once you learn how to do that, then it becomes easier and easier. And as you begin to experience success, or your primary achievement in life as your state of consciousness itself, rather than the fulfillment of physical desires, you shift your perspective away from the manifestations of creation and towards the creative force itself. You start identifying with the creator rather than the creation. And as this shift happens, you not only guarantee your future success, you also empower yourself in the moment and experience a sense of fulfillment and achievement no matter what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're totally empowered in any situation. And this means that you have everything you ever wanted right now, no matter what.
This is wonderful. And I think one of the things that's worth emphasizing as well is that this state of consciousness that we're aligning with is its nourishment. Not only does it give us a sense of psychological fulfillment and emotional feeling good, it's nourishment.
Mm-hmm, that's
because
right.
We are spiritual beings and the soul is nourished by a spiritual essence.
Yep.
The truth is a living phenomenon. It's a living energy and it feeds us. And so, you know, one of the things about, you know, quote unquote, becoming enlightened is you need less and less and less of the material world. You need less food because you're actually nourished and fulfilled by your state of being, and your body is nourished by the feelings that, and then your body starts producing, mirroring those chemicals and feelings, your hormonal system, your endocrine system, biologically, everything starts to feed you. And this is what these bliss states are all about. This is a biological state of total nourishment going on. So really, this is like the ultimate holistic equation right here. This is like the healthiest stuff you can do is start living your life in this new way. Mm-hmm. This is the ultimate superfood and the ultimate nourishment for yourself spiritually, emotionally, physically, and mentally. So, how do we ground all this in? Let's remember that if you've activated your hero's journey, it is extremely important that you begin to act and apply the practical tools and techniques in your life and sustain certain daily rituals that bring you into states of higher consciousness that are grounded in the world. Daily rituals. In order to move forward, and I cannot overemphasize this, if you want to make progress in your life, genuine, sustainable progress, your daily practices are what make all the difference.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
One of the most common themes when you spend time with world-class athletes and champions of sport, like I've done for a long time, is that they practice the basics over and over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
Some of the most successful people that we know, it's even spiritually speaking, are into the most simplest daily basic practice, just the essential skills. And it's these daily practices that make all the difference. So, what are we talking about? Daily practices for a life of freedom. We're talking about liberation in life. So, we're in the world and still bound by its restrictions and apparent limitations, but we feel free, absolutely free. And when you look back on your life, you know, when you look back on your life from today or in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, whatever it is, when you look back on your life, the pain and regrets of ignoring these daily practices and therefore not arriving at your goal is infinitely more painful and will be infinitely more painful than any discomfort you will experience in the moment as you start applying these things and putting them into practice. So, you know, there's going to be resistance. There's going to be short-term discomfort as your ego flares up when it can't get its extra bit of cake, you know, or its double helping, or its gratification immediately satisfied, or its mad desires. Of course, there's going to be a flare-up. You know, a little bit of that is to be expected. And if you're anything like me, then there's going to be a lot of it flaring up when it doesn't get its toys and the things it likes to distract itself from the real, you know, or proper orientations of the mind and the heart. So, but the long-term results is, you know, a profound sense of peace and the love and the perfect feeling experiences, harmonious relationships, joy, fulfillment, enlightenment. These are all guaranteed long-term effects of daily practices. And those feelings, those experiences of peace, of love, of more harmony in your relationships, of joy, fulfillment, and an increasing sense of enlightenment, experience of enlightenment and illumination of your consciousness, they are also totally available in the short term as well. You can have an instant experience of that, but you string those little insulin experiences together through your daily practice, that builds up into something absolutely wonderful and just forms the whole body of yourself. So that's what's, on the other hand, you know, you've got your short-term gratification, you know, when we capitulate to the ego's desires and, you know, or we're remaining lazy or whatever it is, and that may give us some immediate experience of temporary pleasure, or, you know, we're feeling overstuffed again because we've overindulged, or, you know, whatever it is, we've entertained ourselves or distracted ourselves in that familiar way. But in the long run, it robs you of the real success your heart desires. And deep, deep down inside of us all, we all know that to be true.
Mm-hmm. It's a big choice to make that long-term decision and go for the real deal. So we just thought just to share a quick story of how we have gone from wherever we were to where we are now. And I remember when I first had a vision of my higher self, I was a teenager, and I had visions of what life could be like. And it was extremely and deeply inspiring to me because I experienced a premonition of my higher state of consciousness, a state of joy and fulfillment beyond anything that I knew existed at that point. And I like to see visions or, you know, ideas and things that come into our mind as actually premonitions, because a lot of the time the only reason that you're even thinking of doing something, having an inspiration, is because it's destined in the future to happen and you're having a premonition of it. So, of course, I didn't realize that at the time, but I was having premonitions of myself in the future. And just by seeing this and feeling that, it gave me the courage to overcome my addictions to cannabis and alcohol and various other forms of temporary gratification that I had, you know, as a teenager, addicted to all sorts of things. And because of that, I was able to attain a state of purity and peace within myself. And I remember the voices and the challenges and temptations coming within my own mind as I started to make that transition, as well as from other people around me, to continue in the lifestyle that I was previously leading. All my friends were saying, when are you coming out? You know, do you want to smoke something? Da, 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 da. And I had to become a bit of a hermit to, you know, really get strong in myself, you know. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, there are people around you who don't understand where you are at right now and would love to try and pull you back. So that's going to come up for all of us. But as I chose to go deeper and deeper into my spiritual practice and experience the joys that came through my own eternal sense of grace, all these other forms of pleasure and addiction naturally faded into the distance. And over the last 13 years since I've been doing this, I've had endless challenges and temptations. By no means have they just gone away completely. And sometimes I've chosen to follow these temptations and experience short-term gratification in various ways and, you know, succumb to the limited desires. And at other times, I've chosen to remain stable in my higher vision. And each and every time I've supposedly failed in my attempts to remain in a higher state, I've been humbled, and this has made me appreciate even more the benefits of remaining stable and going deeper and deeper into the joys that lie within. You know, it's not as if I've never made any mistakes, but it just takes me deeper and deeper and deeper and makes me stronger. And every time that I have maintained my stage and continued with my daily rituals, despite being tempted, I've experienced profound states of grace and success and power, and I'm building on that every single day. So, you know, this really, really makes a difference, those daily rituals. And if you make a mistake, it doesn't matter. It just helps us to move forward. What about you, Nick?
Well, my whole life has been and is a constant series of initiations. Truly, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all things definitely work for the good of those who love God. And I aspire to, really experiencing that love. And I've been orienting myself for a long time blindly in that inner direction. And what I feel, as long as we're committed in our hearts to getting back up after we fall, then success is guaranteed. It takes tremendous courage and perseverance to overcome our inner demons and truly live the life we know we deserve. And one of the main things I realized is that, you know, I cannot do it alone. In fact, none of us can. But the good news is that none of us are actually alone. And the wonderful thing about, our little movement is that there is, you know, a growing number, an ever-growing number of individuals that are waking up. And we can really, tune into that. We can really feed off this group consciousness and nourish ourselves and assuage any anxiety and fears we've got of, being sort of out there on our own, knowing that there's, a tremendous amount of support for us, not just physically and, in terms of us as individuals and the support that we're providing here, but also invisibly on these inner planes. And really the challenge of the superhero is to, is to get with that, is to dissolve everything that's preventing us from moving forward and really building that continuity to live in a way that lets us take those baby steps and practice those daily rituals and do the things consistently and constantly that we know are really nourishing for us. And of course there's challenges on the path. That's what initiates us. I've had immense personal challenges myself, but that's what's defined me. That's what's strengthened me. It's all the toughest, hardest, really almost impossible situations sometimes to deal with. When you overcome those, and I've definitely had those of, tremendous dark night of the soul, and goodness gracious me, and it's really what defines you. It gives you such an inner strength when you overcome those things. So thank God for all that stuff. So of course we're not looking to stay in the comfort zone as superheroes on the path. We're going to be initiated. Life's not without its challenges, and they're there to create new ways of being and to oblige us to sustain new habits of being, because we can't overcome them any other way. And of course this is the challenge of this superhero: to continue on the path of ascension despite short-term setbacks, addictions, mistakes, and, all the sparkly things, the glamour of life that distracts us temporarily and might lead us into a little, karmic situation, and we may be stuck in that for seconds or years or even lifetimes. But the good news is it's an eternal journey, and now is the moment of power. And there's so much grace in the mix that whatever situation you're in right now, no matter how hopeless it might feel, and I know there's a tremendous amount of despair on the inner planes with a lot of people, and it's very important to realize that even if you're feeling despair, negativity, fear, doubt, anxiety, I can't do it, thinking everybody else can but not you, well, the good news is that you can. And the power is here right now to help you move in the direction that you need to move in. And we're here to totally support that. And believe you me, life's challenges are here to strengthen us. They're here to strengthen you. And even if we do fall or succumb to that temptation or whatever it is which causes us suffering, we can gain massive strength from that experience, and we need to really appreciate that. Of course, when we do eventually overcome and liberate ourselves from this degree of suffering, we become a tremendous inspiration to others as well. And there's nothing like the fires of experience for forging a genuine hero in life. Nothing like it at all. And believe you me, especially, I just want to emphasize that again, if you really are suffering now or have done in your past, past. Just drop all that victim mentality, all that victim consciousness, and understand you're being forged as a genuine hero, and you are destined to inspire so many more people because you've lived through those fires. You've been reborn through those fires, and you're on a completely different level of being on account of that.